Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in.
Tonal was the name of the LeBron James machine.
Oh, okay.
That machine, that's the patent, LeBron James patent pending Tonal machine.
Yeah.
One of our listeners says, dang it, Sean, I was actually interested in buying that workout machine until you just said it was LeBron's machine. It's dead to me now.
God.
It's not LeBron's machine. It's just LeBron endorses
it. Yeah, I know. Honestly, Texter, I should be dead to you now. The more we continue to lay that out, the more I feel like a total sap for calling it LeBron's machine.
That's all right. No, that was me being a jerk.
No.
It's all my fault.
Because I'm not a LeBron fan. Oh, I don't know, man. Someone said with the Peloton, Seth was talking about his Peloton earlier, and Seth is lucky enough to have a Peloton in his home. Some of us aren't as fortunate as Seth Payne.
Lucky, Sean.
Yeah.
I worked kind of for that money.
You made your luck. Thing. Yeah, no, you did. You worked your ass off for that money.
Sure.
But I live in an apartment building where we've got a couple of Pelotons in the gym. Someone and I expressed my concern over sharing a bicycle seat with hundreds of other residents in a building because it's a very familiar part of the anatomy. Someone said 309 on the text page says sit on a towel. Sean.
Yeah, that towel gets wet, too.
Yeah.
I've settled
in on the elliptical, and I'm cool with the elliptical. The elliptical's got a monitor screen on there where it's tracking all my biologicals. I can watch things on YouTube or on TV. I'm good, man.
I'm going to tell you, too, whatever they've figured out with these antimicrobial fabrics and everything, it's pretty amazing. If you think about, I can't remember the last time I had a pair of smelly sneakers. It's kind of absurd, and I'm a heavy sweater. It's pretty amazing, Sean. So I don't worry about that. Yeah, you're gonna swap some butt sweat in maybe a few.
At least it's getting swapped butt to butt. You know,
from a generally health conscious person.
That's presumably, presumably.
Because here, I feel like in your building, there does seem to be a lot of, sexual looseness. I've sat in the lobby before, watched people coming and going. I know what they're up to.
Yeah.
I see these people going up and down the elevators, going up, coming back down a little while later. Yeah. It's a swinging pad you live in up there.
Dude.
They're not going to your place. They're going in the apartment building.
Okay. Do I dare tell this story on the air?
Yeah, do it. Are you going to get somebody evicted?
No. I'm not even going to use names. But there was this was probably about a year ago. Amy and I were at we were late one night. We were at Lizards, and we were there. And there was a young lady who lived in our building that was there with her dog. And we'd seen her.
She was at the bar with her dog.
She was at the bar with her dog. Yeah, and we had met her before. You know, we'd seen her in the building, but it was one of those things you see people in the building. So we start talking to her, and we're having a very pleasant conversation. And it's getting a little late at night, as it does at Lizard. So she lives in our building. So we'll walk back with you. So we walk back with her, it's because, even in a nice neighborhood, you don't want her walking by herself with her dog at 2 a.m. So we walk back. She's like, my boyfriend's out of town, but do you guys want to come up and, you guys want to come up and have a drink? And I said,
oh, damn, cue the music, Ben. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So so we said, yeah, sure. And they've got a nice corner unit out on there. And so we're up there and we're having a drink. She's showing us around the place.
Yeah.
And then We're out on the balcony. Lonely. We're out on the balcony, yeah. And we're talking. And yeah, her story of how she met her boyfriend was one that would indicate somebody who was, you know, had some relations. Had some relations. No, well,
oh.
She wasn't implying that in those conversations. She was talking about how they met and what they had in common. And they were both coming off of bad relationships and things like that. They'd actually met in the building. And yeah. And they moved into a place together in the building. And we're up on the balcony. It's like 2 or 3 in the morning at this point. Everybody's a little bit drunk. And she basically starts hitting on Amy right in front of me. Mm-hmm. She's just looking at Amy and she's like, "You are really beautiful." And Amy even said at one point when I had left to go like get another drink,
yeah.
She like leaned in on her and stuff.
Oh, really?
So I'm wondering, did I pass up what possibly could have been a story-worthy evening? Or by getting the hell out of there with my wife, by the way,
did
I do the right thing? This happened, dude.
It didn't occur to me that one possible ending was like, so, you know, I left.
Amy's like, "I'm going to stay. It's Friday. I'll be back up. Neither of us have to get up early tomorrow.
I'll be back by Monday." And ever since then, Amy works out like 2 hours a day.
It's amazing. It's a little weird. It is a little weird.
Yeah, probably. Brandy and I have found ourselves in situations like that a few times, and that's where like we're confronted with our general prudeness and like our upbringings. Every now and then, your upbringing gets you, and you're like, "Man, I'm lame." Oh boy, I am, but I'm as boring as I thought I was.
Yeah,
because each time I panic, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna go to hell or something.
Here,
I gotta go.
Now here was the mystery for me, Seth. Personally, here was the mystery: is I don't know exactly what role I would have played in this whole thing. It could very well be that she was only attracted to Amy in this.
No,
thing.
She's not gonna hit on your. She's not going to hit on your wife in front of you without like some kind of understanding that there's
that I'm participating.
That this is an hors d'oeuvre situation.
I'm not just sitting in the corner or whatever.
Yeah,
hold the camera. Okay, yeah, thank you. All right.
Never know. That's something. No, you can't. I don't think that's. Who knows, Sean? I'm not going to get into your personal life about all this stuff. I can't. Yeah,
all of this about a Peloton, Seth. When your spidey senses were right when you sat in the lobby of my building a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a swinging pad, I guess, for some. So
this, it's a nice place. It's a really cool building.
Yeah,
I'm jealous of you sometimes that I couldn't be your. That would be a fun place to live, like as a 29 year old single guy.
Yes,
or something.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking about just for
the
sexual.
It's a great location.
About,
the
but
pool
just,
is
yeah,
fun.
It would be. It's a whole different life that those young adults in that building.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. So people are weighing in on the text. You did the right thing. That's from 281-546. Thank you. I appreciate that. And whereas 832-279 says you could have had your chance at a threesome. I know. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And this is the point. This is very, very true. Wait, where did he go? Oh, dang it. There's so many damn texts on this all of a sudden. Headed into a three-way without knowing your role sounds truly terrifying. I didn't.
She made no move towards me.
Like, moving in a cautious hand to touch somebody. Like, is this okay?
Pardon
me. I'd be getting consent every 7 seconds. I'd be asking for consent.
I'm like leaning in. I'm like, is this a table for three or two? Is my name on the swing doctor? Is my name?
Is this okay with you? Okay, is this okay with you as well? Okay, good. But now let me check back with my wife to be sure she's not jealous. Okay, is this okay for you?
Let me go to YouTube and see what I'm supposed to do here. YouTube's got answers for everything. Hey,
I did that podcast with Drew. My deceptively fast podcast.
Yeah.
New episodes once every 7 or 8 months.
Right.
But we did one on polyamory because I was curious about it because I'd read all about like how it's a big new trend. So I asked Drew Hodgson, my friend, about it because he's younger and single. And he said, yeah, it is more common on dating apps now that you see it. But one of our listeners to this show, as well as a podcast, DM'd me and talked about how he'd been polyamorous, and it was cool, and then it was really uncool,
frightening.
And the impression I get is that, like, with all of the things that can go wrong in any normal relationship, when you start compounding it's like an exponential growth in the number of problems. You know, you might have, those three problems become nine problems when you have it, add an extra person to it.
Yes, absolutely. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you, 713-572-4690. I don't need to give out the text line. This is the topic that everybody's weighing in on. What I should have done on that fateful evening. All right, 713-572-4690, and we will read the text. I promise. All right. Nick Caserio weighed in, one of the more prominent pivotal Texans over the next 2 years. The Texans have made big decisions on this player. Have the Texans made a decision as to exactly what this guy is going to do in 2022? That's next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
All right, we're going to play Nick Caserio audio here at Titus Howard. The text page is just awash with advice for what I should have done that fateful evening. where my wife was hit on by somebody in our building. So, we'll get to that.
Yeah, and there's so much, things have changed. Sean, things have changed a lot since you and I were single. And you haven't even been, yeah, I mean, you've been, how long have you and Amy been together?
Since 2010.
How long have you guys been monogamous?
Since 2010. So about 12, yeah. It'll be 12 years in August. So, so it's probably 12 years has probably been a long
lot
time
just since then.
It's an eternity. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, we'll circle back to the text page here. I appreciate all the advice people are giving me, postmortem. Here was Nick Caserio yesterday. I think one of the players on the Texans that is a pivotal one this coming season is Titus Howard. They exercised the fifth year option. That could have gone either way. It's not as though Titus Howard has been a Pro Bowler or anything. But clearly, they feel he's somebody the team can invest in because they guaranteed him $13 million for not this upcoming season, but the 2023 season. So he is locked into the Texans, guaranteed for two more years. We asked Nick Caserio yesterday, is Titus Howard now finally going to be the right tackle for sure for this football team?
I think we're working through that. I mean, I think once we get into training camp, we'll have a better idea. So I think, on the offensive line, I think everybody's going to get, a number of different reps here throughout the course of the spring, and we'll figure out what the best combination is. To Titus's credit, I think he's handled everything, well, given that situation. It's not easy to move from one position to the next. Titus will get probably reps, a couple of different spots here, probably get, I would say a decent amount of tackle reps here as we're going through the spring. However you think it's going to go, something could happen where it kind of dictates, well, you know what, we need to make a change. So we can't just get too caught up and fixated in our thinking one way or another. I'd say depending how it goes, I'd say there's an opportunity, for Titus to move back out there to tackle. But, we'll kind of see how it all works itself out here once we get ready to go here for the first game against Indy.
He's going
to
be the right tackle. That was my read into that. He's going to be – Nick was, I think, essentially kind of saying he's going to be the right tackle without saying he's going to be the right tackle.
And I think everybody should feel comfortable about that. I think that
– way more comfortable than left guard.
Yeah. Especially when you drafted who you drafted.
Yeah.
And I think that the nice thing with Kenyon Green is I don't worry that all of a sudden they're going to try to turn Kenyon Green into an Xavier Suafilo and move him all over the offensive line or anything. But I do think that he is a guy that, maybe in the future at some point they might take a swing at trying him out at tackle. But he's most likely going to be a guard and he'll probably end up doing really well. And just stay at guard, but yep. There is that chance. And I still don't quite buy into what we've been told about why Derek Newton was playing. Did I say Derek Newton?
Yeah.
My God, Titus Howard was playing guard last year. Is a matter of getting the five best guys on the field. Well, I mean, the five best offensive linemen is different than the five best athletes or five best potential offensive lineman. Titus Howard wasn't a good guard, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense that if you're trying to get the five best guys out there, there might be any number of journeyman offensive linemen who are better guards than Titus Howard.
Yep.
But he's just naturally more suited to play tackle.
The tell to me there from Nick that Titus Howard is going to be the right tackle was the caveat at the end where, hey, if injuries happen or blah, 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 blah. If Titus Howard's playing left guard for this football team, it means something went wrong. Something went wrong on the offensive line. Either Kenyon Green just is not playing worthy of the 15th overall pick. Something happened to Kenyon Green. Something happened to AJ Cann, so Green had to move over to right guard, and Titus is more comfortable left guard. Something happened on the offensive line if Titus Howard is the left guard for this football team. 713-572-4610. All right, so these texts are rolling in here, Seth. For those who missed the previous segment, I shared a story about how Amy and I met a woman who lives in our building. This is like a year ago. Met a woman who lives in our building who we were familiar with, but that night she came up and introduced herself and we walked back to the building. It was late on a Friday. She invited us back up to her apartment. Her boyfriend was out of town and she proceeded to hit on Amy pretty heavily. We got out of there. A lot of you are saying we shouldn't have gotten out of there. A lot of you are saying I did the right thing, but there's some interesting texts here that have rolled in on this, Seth.
And some people pointed out that it seemed terrifying to be in a situation like that where you don't know what your role is.
Yes.
So we got some advice from more experienced fellas, one of which said that this happens to him all the time when he and his wife go to lifestyle clubs. And so I was like, well, what's a lifestyle club? And it's a swingers club. So yeah, I'm guessing it happens all the time, but that's when you're expecting it. Like this is Sean, like out in nature, it happened completely unexpected and he didn't know how to act or behave. I feel like they're completely different environment. That's like target shooting versus, shooting a charging rhino. You're ready for it and you know what to expect. It completely catches you off guard.
This is a text message from 512. You did the right thing, but you can always live it out in your mind. No, I haven't really lived it out of my mind. A lot of people are asking this. Was she hot? The woman who was hitting on my wife, she was attractive. I mean, not totally my type. Like, not, that part of it, I don't feel like, whoa, oh boy, it was like, it's not like it was, Mila Kunis or somebody like that who, she's my go-to. I like Mila Kunis.
When you left, did you feel like, were you worried at all that she was going to feel rejected that you guys left? Because that's a tough one. It's tough. You don't want to come out and say, like, hey, we're not into this, because then all of a sudden, what if she wasn't actually – what if she actually wasn't putting out that vibe? And then you just sound arrogant as hell. But you don't want her to, like, feel like, oh, she just wasn't good enough for you.
I will say this. We ran into her again probably two or three more times in the building. I think she has since moved out with her boyfriend. It was awkward when we saw her, couple more times in the building. Yeah. I do think she was, there was a little bit of like, okay, what the hell? Cause we got up and out of there pretty quick. Like I looked at Amy. I'm like, yeah, now's the time to go. We got to get out of here.
You probably should have done it just for the sake of neighborly relations, you know? Yeah, like you are
just
her
to keep
neighbor.
The peace.
Lend her some sugar.
Just to, that's what I'm lending her, sugar. That's what we're calling it here.
That's what we call it, yeah.
Okay.
So we call it at the Lifestyle Club.
You go to.
I didn't even know this was a thing, man. Everything's changed. I'm telling you, things have changed. I've been married 20-some years now. Wait a second. Yeah, 20 years. It was a big one. Wait a second. Oh, crap. What's this, May 24th? I got a little less than a month to prepare.
Okay.
So, yeah, is this 2022? Okay, 20 years I've been married.
Yeah.
And almost. I think like the stuff that you used to kind of see late at night on Cinemax has now become mainstream.
Yeah.
And there's a whole different world out there that I didn't realize.
Sean 281932. Sean, your role is to bring snacks to the party like the soccer mom. So while my wife is off with this other person, this other female,
yeah.
My role is to make sure that I'm cooking like pizza puffs in the kitchen and that they're not getting hungry throughout the whole thing.
Gatorade, electrolytes are important.
Ladies, I'm going to poke my head in here. Can I interest you in some crab cakes or some mini kebabs, some skewers? Can I interest you in that? Boy, you guys are weighing in here. A lot of people asking what building. We've got like six of these. Sean, I'm single. What building do you live in?
You should name it the name of the company. They got a lot of nice buildings.
Hanover. I live in one of the Hanovers, okay? I live in one of the Hanovers here in town.
Those are super fancy. Those are nice places.
They're nice.
I did. Like, it is. I think that once Brandy and I are empty nesters, we might get like a condo. I'd like a condo or just go an apartment in like Midtown or like Rice Village or something like that. And those are nice buildings.
Absolutely. All right. Payne and Pendergast. Someone says 832-489. Sean needs his own Facebook show. Out of the way, Life of Lotto. This is Life in the Love Loft.
You should have
it. Yeah, it would be boring.
It should
I promise.
Be nothing but awkward. Yeah, you in awkward situations like that in your reality show. You and Amy going to lifestyle clubs and then getting nervous and bailing out.
There might be something to that. 832-247, perfect spot for Blue Chew. Well, who's to say I hadn't taken some Blue Chew already? I just wasn't planning on needing it for that particular scenario. You know,
she probably sensed it.
Yeah. That musk. That Blue Chew.
Women like this, Sean, they sense things. Mm-hmm. They got a sixth sense for this stuff. They got an eye for it.
Sing it, soul sister. Absolutely.
Turn your little fella into a raging beast.
Got that right. All right. 713-572-4610. Did I do the right thing a year ago by walking away from that situation? 713-572-4610. If I were a Browns fan, okay, there are a lot of Browns fans this morning bracing themselves for this HBO special. If I were a Browns fan, this is the scenario I would be rooting for, and I think it's going to surprise some of you. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Rusty Harden was on the Between the Lines podcast yesterday. It's a podcast that combines sports and law. And that is the world Rusty is living in right now, sports and law. He is the lawyer for Deshaun Watson, as Deshaun Watson defends himself from two fronts, really. 22 civil plaintiffs, which has been going on for over a year. And now, more front burner is the NFL and what punishment they might administer with Deshaun Watson. Here was Rusty Harden on the recent meetings that Deshaun Watson had, 3 days worth of meetings a week ago.
The meeting with the NFL has now been concluded. We have not said this publicly, but now that they're over, we have talked to the NFL for a total of 3 days so far. I think by the time this is over, these will be the longest interviews in the history of the NFL of anybody that they're investigating. They've indicated they want to continue to do some more questioning. And so that portion is still ongoing because as of yesterday, they felt like they hadn't gone through everyone. So that's pending. I don't have a deadline. I suspect that the NFL wants to conclude their investigation sometime this summer, but whether that is June or whether that's August or July, I have no idea. That's their schedule.
All right. So that was Rusty Harden kind of laying out what's happened so far. Rusty and some other quotes in the podcast that he sounds like between the quotes in the podcast, Seth, and I think some of the quotes in his article with Mary Kay Cabot from over the weekend, he did an interview with Mary Kay Cabot. It feels to me like Rusty Harden is somewhat resigned to the fact that there is going to be some sort of punishment from the NFL. He even went on to say in this podcast that he was not all that enthusiastic that the NFL was going to come back with ruling that nothing happened here. So along those lines, you know, there's the HBO special tonight, which is not going to do Deshaun any favors. We should point out that Deshaun was approached about being interviewed for the HBO Real Sports special tonight, and he declined the opportunity to do that, which, you know, I guess part of that is he's got 22 open civil cases. Anything he were to say on that show would be, you know, would affect the civil cases for sure. If you're a Browns fan, because Browns fans are going to be watching tonight, and boy, I would imagine they are watching in great earnest, knowing that the season is coming up here and Deshaun Watson is their most important player. If you are a Browns fan that feels like, okay, Deshaun is definitely getting some sort of punishment, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but that's your feeling. If you feel like he's definitely getting something from the league, if I were a Browns fan, I would not be of mind to want to push this off as far as possible. You know, there was a thought that he might not get punished till 2023. I would not want that. If I were a Browns fan, I would want the suspension now. I would want it this year, especially if it's only 6 or 8 games. I say only 6 or 8 games because I think it could be a full season. Because if you look at the Browns' schedule, their first 6 games, at Carolina, home for the Jets, home for the Steelers, at Atlanta, those are 4 of the worst teams in football right there. Those are 4 of the worst 10 teams in football. And then they have home games against the Chargers in New England, who are better teams than those 4, but they're home games. So you got 4 of the first 6 games at home. 4 of those 6 games are against patsies that you could probably beat with Jacoby Brissett or Baker Mayfield, maybe, at quarterback. If I'm a Browns fan, I want to take that medicine, get it out of the way against that schedule, and now you move on, and once the 6 or 8 games or whatever are up, Deshaun, the hard part of the schedule, you got Deshaun Watson playing quarterback for you.
Yeah, and I think that's probably how I would imagine the natural human instinct is just take your medicine now as soon as possible. If you go back to Deflategate, that's what led Robert Kraft, or at least one of the things that led Robert Kraft to encourage Tom Brady to just drop his appeals. Like, let's be done with this, let's get it out of the way, and then on you go. Versus, okay, for one, if you start off with an awesome 8 games, and then your quarterback has to get suspended, you just watch everything unravel in front of you. And then two, I think even if it's a slower build and it takes all of this season to get right, do you really want your suspension then to kick in 2023? I think that probably what the NFL wants is they're going to have to try to figure out and kind of handicap, okay, what evidence do we have? What do we feel the suspension should be? And after the civil suits are all over, will people look at this suspension and think, okay, that's probably appropriate? Like, I don't think the NFL wants to double dip on this. I don't think the NFL wants to make a suspension and then, and meanwhile, by the way, the independent arbitrator theoretically wouldn't care as much about the optics of the league.
Yes.
But if the independent arbitrator, the way it works is this. If the independent arbitrator says that Deshaun shouldn't be punished at all, then Goodell can't do anything about it. There will be no punishment. If the independent arbitrator says, well, I think it should be a 2-game suspension, then Roger Goodell has the right to say, well, okay, no, actually, I think it should be an 8-game suspension.
You got this wrong, arbitrator.
Yeah, so a lot rides on that part of it. But I think Goodell wants to be sure that whatever punishment it is, it doesn't, like with Ray Rice, remember, it doesn't look after the fact at some point like it was far too lenient a punishment.
How big a gamble is this contract that the Browns have signed with Deshaun Watson? It's 5 years, $230 million guaranteed. Of course, any fully guaranteed deal of that stature is a gamble. Every deal is a gamble. But how big a gamble is this one, Seth, in that I feel like a year suspension is in play. It's in play.
Yeah.
None of us know the he said, she said. We don't know how convincing the accusers are when they're sitting down with Lisa Friel and the investigative team. We don't know how convincing Deshaun Watson is when he sits down with Lisa Friel and the investigative team. We are not in these meetings. We only know the things that have been reported so far. And the one thing we do know is just the sheer volume of accusers. They're the optics of the sheer volume of accusers. So we know very little compared to the people who've actually been in those meetings. But I think it's fair to say, like, if it turns out the league believes the 22 accusers, a season suspension is absolutely in play for Deshaun Watson, if indeed they are credible and believable. So here's where I'm going with this. If he's suspended for a year, that means he will have not played in 2021. That means he will have not played in 2022. And oh, by the way, in 2022, he will have been paid $45 million not to play because they gave him a signing bonus of $45 million to mitigate the damage on a suspension. So the Browns will basically have paid him $45 million to do nothing. At that point, the next time that Deshaun Watson, barring injury, suits up and gets under center in a real NFL game would be in September of 2023, which means he will not have played in an NFL game in 32 months.
Yeah.
January 2021 till September of 2023.
He won't have played in an NFL game for that long. He will have worked out a whole bunch and worked with receivers a lot. And I always go back to Mike Vick, who, let's see, let's look at his quarterback rating pre-dog issues. He had never had a quarterback rating higher than 81.6 in his second season in the league. He played 6 seasons before he went away for 2 years, spent a good chunk of time in jail, didn't play football for 2 years, came back in his first year back where he only started 1 game with Philadelphia, had a 93.7 quarterback rating.
He was a wide receiver that year.
So after 3 years, basically, in 3 years, he attempted 13 passes the entire time.
Yep.
He came back in 2010 after basically missing 3 years of actual starting NFL quarterback action with the highest quarterback rating of his career.
Yep.
You know, it's not he was 30 years old at the time, so older than Deshaun. And I just don't think it's a concern. I think if the amount of time that he missed, I'd be really surprised if there's anybody in the NFL that thinks that Deshaun's going to be worse for wear for like having missed a couple years of live action.
I would be more concerned about Deshaun just from a psychological standpoint of having missed 2 years of football, whatever psychological toll that's taken, whatever psychological toll being disliked and hated around the league, being booed everywhere has taken. Deshaun strikes me as somebody that really enjoys being loved and being liked, and that he is public enemy number one. Certain guys can embrace that. Certain guys can operate knowing that they're a heel and they don't give a crap about that. Deshaun doesn't strike me as one of those guys. I think that you're right. I think the physical part of it, won't be like riding a bike and he'll just jump right back on. There'll be some rust to shake off for sure. But if Deshaun gets suspended for a season, is his good football all gone? I'm with you. He'll probably play some good football again at some point. But I think it can take a psychological toll on somebody going forward.
You remember how Deshaun, his old big thing, was always talking about being legendary? and how that kind of
how could I forget?
Got a little annoying at times. And then when we found out that he'd been served his papers at his home on like Legendary Lane,
yes,
or wherever it is wherever his place.
Not
is.
A fake That's street. That was the real name of his street.
He actually like you can just almost picture as they were touring houses and he found out that there was one on Legends Lane or what have you that like that he knew right then it was one.
100%.
I can almost. I don't know how far away Union Township is from Cleveland, Ohio, but when I search for Legendary Lane in Ohio, that's where it shows up. Union Township, Ohio.
So you're seeing it maybe.
So I'm guessing that's where Deshaun is going to live.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere around Legendary Lane or Legendary Street, something.
Can you do the thing where you click on it and you can see the street view of what it looks like? Does it look like a neighborhood Deshaun would – does it look like the neighborhood someone who got a $45 million signing bonus would live in?
It looks like a nice home in a housing development, but probably not quite up to $240 million guaranteed. Oh, and this is down, this is right on the border of Kentucky. He's not making that commute, Sean, even with a helicopter that I'm certain he's bought.
I don't know.
It's a suburb of Cincinnati, so no, he's definitely not
I
going
feel
there.
Like if that was the only legendary lane in the entire state of Ohio, he would give serious thought to it. He would probably still live in Cleveland because someone would talk him out of it, but he would definitely price out what a helicopter would cost so he could live on Legendary Lane.
There's a Legends Lane Reproductive Services in Licking County, Ohio.
Wow.
Everything about this sounds like it's up to Sean's alley.
A lot to unpack there.
It looks like it's a cattle reproductive services.
Sure.
They'll artificially inseminate your heifer for you.
Okay,
so.
All right.
As will I.
713-572-4610. Seth, the texts are still rolling in on people commenting about it was about a year ago. My wife and I, Amy, were at a bar and we ran into someone who lives in our building and we wound up going back to her apartment where she lived with her boyfriend who was out of town at the time. And she wound up pretty heavily hitting on my wife. And it could have gone any number of directions. The direction we chose was to eject.
She was a heifer that wanted to be artificially.
Yeah. And I was not going to provide that. So we chose the path of getting the hell out of there. Someone said earlier that if it had been just her and Amy, that I would have been there just to cook snacks for people or provide snacks. Wheatstraw says, Sean, you already provided the snack you brought. You brought Amy, okay. 713-232 says, Sean.
Plus, real quick, though, too, I think if I were to live that life, I don't think I don't want snacks or hors d'oeuvres right beforehand. You know, what if something's got some lactose in there or something that makes me tooty?
Yeah,
I want to keep, it's kind of like preparing for an athletic event. You don't want to eat too soon beforehand.
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Wheatstraw, I think the person proposing I make snacks was looking at me more as like one of those waiters at a cocktail reception before a wedding or something.
Yeah.
You know, where I guess you may be right. I guess. 713-232, Sean, you've always struck me as one who may just like to watch, especially if a cozy chair was provided. Now, that's something.
With a cigar, that's a creepy image I'm getting in my head right now. Yeah. I don't like that.
No. 281.
Actually, I hadn't really been creating images on any of this, and now I am, and now I can't stop. And I'm really, this is,
Have a
next text.
Have a nice Tuesday. 281-844, Sean, dear Penthouse Forum, I never thought this would happen to me, ...
There are kids. There used to be a
–
not
you.
Kids, actually. Teenagers that are listening. Older teenagers and young adults. There used to be a magazine called Penthouse Forum that was – it was lewd stories of true things that had happened to Penthouse readers, and they would send it in. Almost none of them were actually true, but you don't realize that when you're a young, dumb kid in the 80s. And it was – that's what we used to do back before the internet.
Yes.
We would We would read the written word, and that was better than the alternative.
Someone's weighing in on what they think you would do in this situation. Seth would grow more and more frustrated sitting in the corner and eventually slip out and smoke on the balcony.
Yeah, I'd get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, there's too much going on here. I'd start thinking about the consequences, and no. It's not going to happen in the Payne household. Seth's got too many hang-ups.
Yeah. No, we got out of there. We definitely got out of there. All right, text still rolling in. 713-572-4610. You can keep texting in. The general vibe I'm getting from the text page, Seth, is that I would say it's one-third, what were you thinking? No, I would say it's one-fourth, what were you thinking? You could have had a threesome. One-fourth, you did the right thing getting the hell out of there. One-fourth, people making jokes about it. And one-fourth, I'm single. Where exactly do you live? What can you give me the number for the leasing office? I think that's where...
So much of that stuff that happens, like not just of like a sexual nature stuff, but like the really weird stuff that happens. The problem is it all happens after midnight. And I can't partake in as many weird, like strange, crazy things anymore because I'm in bed by 10 o'clock every night. At the latest.
Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock is a special occasion.
Amy and I are still night owls, man. Friday's our cut loose day because neither of us have anything on Saturdays. I got that Sunday show that I do. Like Friday is my go insane day because I have no show the next day. So Fridays we usually, and we've gotten in pretty good with the people at the bars we go to in our neighborhood where they kick everybody out except for me and Amy. And then we just sit there and you know, drink and BS with the staff till like 4 in the morning. That's
dangerous. Do you sleep in late on Saturday?
Till about 9. Yeah, till about 9. Ugh. Yeah.
I can't sleep past about 5:30 a.m. no matter what time I go to bed.
Really?
That's been a curse of mine my entire life.
Even if you go to bed at 4.
If I
Really?
Like if I sleep to 6 or later, it's a notable event. So usually I'm up at 5:30 no matter what.
I like getting up early. Like I'll say this, when I do sleep until 9 o'clock, I don't feel great about it. Like I like being up early. I feel like when I'm sleeping, I'm missing out on things. Like that's why I like working mornings so much because you know you're up early, you get your stuff done, 10 a.m. you got the whole rest of your day, that kind of thing. So, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We've not talked about this yet. We talked about the Browns and Deshaun Watson. There was some Browns news with another former Texan, a prominent one, and I feel like this guy has just settled into a pretty good life. We'll tell you who it is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.